all Indian languages, all over the world, any language you take, the alphabets will begin by A and end in Ma. So in A and Ma, the whole language is comprised. All the names of Krishna comes in Om. And then Om is followed by name of Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, very lovingly we should chant that mantra, thinking that we are associating with Krishna. Om Namo. And see how I pronounce, you know. Om. It vibrates. Om. Om iti ek aksharam vyaharan ma manusmaran. It's very nicely said in Bhagavad Gita. Om. This one word, if you remember, followed my name. Then you will be perfect. And that's why this mantra is beautiful. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva is the name of Krishna, son of Vasudeva. And that's why we chant this mantra three times before we go to the verse. Now we see the verse. Please repeat. Alapta
Alapta
Truna
Truna
Bhumi
Bhumi
Adir
Adir.
Send the lights so that they can see. Alapta
Alapta
Truna
Truna
Bhumi
Bhumi
Adir
Adir.
Asampraptar
Asampraptargya
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 Sunruta
Sunruta. Su is long, you know. Alapta
Alapta
Truna
Truna
Bhumi
Bhumi
Adir
Adir
Asampraptargya
Asampraptargya
Sunruta Avajñātam
Avajñātam
Ivātmānam
Ivātmānam
Manyamānaś
Manyamānaś
Chukosha
Chukosha
Ha Alabdha Truna Bhumi Adir
Alabdha Truna
Alabdha Truna Bhumi Adir
Alabdha Truna Bhumi Adir
Alabdha Truna Bhumi Adir
Alabdha Truna Bhumi Adir
Asampraptarga Sunruta Asampraptarga Sunruta
Asampraptarga Sunruta
Avajñātam Ivātmānam
Avajñātam Ivātmānam
Avajñātam Ivātmānam
Avajñātam Ivātmānam
Manyamānaś Chukoshah
Manyamānaś Chukoshah.
What is it? Truna
Truna
Seat of straw
Seat of straw
Bhumi
Bhumi
Place
Place
Adihi
Adihi
And so on
And so on
Asamprapta
Asamprapta
Not properly received
Not properly received
Argya
Arigya.
Water for reception.
Water for reception.
Sunrutaha.
Sunrutaha.
Sweet words.
Sweet words.
Avajñātam.
Avajñātam.
Thus being neglected.
Thus being neglected.
Iva.
Iva.
Like that.
Like that.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Personally.
Personally.
Manyamanaha.
Manyamanaha.
Thinking like that.
Thinking like that.
Chukosha.
Chukosha.
I'm sorry, Chukopa.
Chukopa.
Became angry.
Became
angry. Ha. In that way.
In that way.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Please repeat. The king.
The king.
Not received.
Not received.
By any formal welcome.
By any formal welcome.
By means of being offered.
By means of being offered.
A seat.
Seat.
Place.
Place.
Water.
Water.
And sweet addresses.
And sweet addresses.
Considered himself.
Considered himself.
Neglected.
Negative.
And so thinking,
and so thinking,
he became angry.
He became angry.
Again, the king,
the king,
not received by any formal welcome,
may not receive by any mortal welcome.
By means of being offered.
By means of being offered.
A seat.
A seat.
Place.
Place.
Water.
Water.
And sweet exchanges.
And sweet exchanges.
Considered himself neglected.
Considered himself neglected.
And so.
And so.
Thinking.
Thinking.
He became angry.
He became angry.
Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Please hear. The law of reception in the code of the Vedic principles states that even if an enemy is received at home, he must be received with all respects. He should not be given a chance to understand that he has come into the house of an enemy. When Lord Krishna, accompanied by Arjuna and Bhima, approached Jarasandha in Magad, the respectable enemies were given a royal reception by King Jarasandha. The guest enemy, namely Bhima, was to fight with Jarasandha. And yet they were given a grand reception. At night they used to sit down together as friends and guests. And in the day they used to fight, risking life and death. That was the law of reception. The reception law enjoins that a poor man who has nothing to offer his guest should be good enough to offer a straw mat for sitting, a glass of water for drinking, and some sweet words. Therefore, receive a guest, either friend or a foe, there is no expense. It is only a question of good manners. When Maharaj Parikshit entered the door of Shamik Rishi, he did not expect the royal reception by the Rishi, because he knew that the saints and the Rishis are not materially rich men. But he never expected that a seat of straw, a glass of water and sweet words would be denied to him. He was not an ordinary guest, nor was he an enemy of the Rishi, and therefore the cold reception of the Rishi astonished the king greatly. As a matter of fact, the king was right to get angry, and the Rishi, when he needed a glass of water very badly, to become angry in such a grave situation was not unnatural for the king, but because the king himself was not less than a great saint, his becoming angry and taking action were astonishing. So, it must be accepted that it was so ordained by the supreme will of the Lord. The king was a great devotee of the Lord, and the saint was also as good as the king. But by the will of the Lord, the circumstances were so created that they became ways to the king's becoming unattached to family, connection and government-like duties, and thus becoming a completely surrendered soul unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. The merciful Lord sometimes creates such awkward positions for his pure devotees in order to drag them towards himself from the mire of material existence. But outwardly, the situations appear to be frustrating to the devotees. The devotees of the Lord are always under the protection of the Lord. And in any condition, frustration or success, the Lord is the supreme guide for the devotees. The pure devotees, therefore, accept all conditions of frustration as blessings from the Lord. Om Adnyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakraya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svakadantika Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahaganaragunatam Itantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Vishakhan Vitam Sahagana. Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopeshu Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyacha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Alabdat na bhumyadir sampraptarga sunruta avatnyatam ivatmanam manyamanashukopa culture begins from our day-to-day life and then slowly it takes you to Krishna. So the thing we have to understand is our day-to-day life is very connected to the scriptural injunctions. Frankly speaking, those who are coming from Bharat, you know, India, these Vedic etiquettes are ingrained in their life. In our houses, it is a custom that if somebody comes, the first thing he is offered a nice seat. The second thing he is offered is a glass of water, which doesn't require anything. And the third thing he is offered is sweet words and some prasad if he wants, something to eat. Even if we don't have anything, at least a seat is there in our house. Water is there to receive the guest. And sweet words are there. It doesn't cost us anything. But it is of great significance. The man or a woman or whoever comes to our house, they are regarded as demigods. Atithi Devo Bhava. There are three demigods. Matru Devo Bhava. Our mother is as good as demigod. Pitru Devo Bhava. Our father is as good as demigod. And Atithi Devo Bhava. That is, our guests are also like demigods. And a very appropriate example is given by Śrīla Prabhupāda that Bhīma was the enemy of Jarasana. And Krishna took Bhīma to Jarasana to fight. And Jarasandha knew that he is the enemy. But even then he offered them a royal reception, like the king. This is the best example to remember. That Bhima was to kill Jarasandha. But even then he was welcome. And during the daytime they were fighting, in the evening they were friends. Which is very difficult to understand. But this was the case in the war of Kurukshetra also. During the daytime, Kauravas and Pandavas were fighting tooth and nail. And as soon as the sun set, they were going together in their camps. And they were visiting each other's camps for taking prasadam and taking a rest. And again in the morning, as soon as the sun rise, after sunrise, they started again fighting. This is the way. the fight or the misunderstanding should not cut our fine existence, our fine existence is then mama eva amsha sarva bhuta sanatana. All living entities are my part and parcel, Krishna says. That is our fine existence. The relationships are very good. And this basic relationship has got to be maintained in order to further our spiritual progress. You cannot spiritually progress unless your behavior 10% becomes a pure. Our speech must be very pleasing. Our every action should be very pleasing. We should not put anybody in difficulty by our actions, by our speech or by anything. Bit of inconvenience here and there doesn't matter. But we have to tolerate each other when we are together. And because this factor is absent, the family units are broken in the civilization, present civilization. And because there is no family units, the whole society has become the disorganized thing. And because the whole society is disorganized, the population is not wanted population. It is unwanted population is coming out. An unwanted population is not protected by mother and father, and that's why they become cruel in the end. And they don't know what is happening, so they roam about here and there. You people are lucky to come to Krishna and at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. You please make best of your existence. Henceforth, by our actions, nobody should be displeased. Everybody to whom we meet, we respect him or her and regard him as a brother or mother or whatever it is. The other's properties we never touch. There are three things to be remembered in order to elevate ourselves spiritually. Matruvat paradareshu, loshtravat paradravyeshu, and atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Yah pasyati sapasyati. Very nicely said. That those people who want to improve their behavior 10% so that they can concentrate on understanding Krishna, which is very difficult. Unless you improve your behavior and get out of this material rut, it is very difficult to even approach the picture of Krishna, what to talk of actual Krishna. We cannot look to his face to face if we are not pure. Because pictures are non-different from him. This place is non-different from him. Everywhere you look, you see Krishna. Here Krishna stays. And that's why we don't utter any bad words here. We don't behave any bad way. And we improve our lifestyle by following these three things according to Vedic literature. First thing is Matruvat Paradareshu. All the ladies except our wife, he is our mother. And wife can only be one. You cannot have 1,000 wives. So everybody, every lady we come across should be regarded as a mother. And the society will become completely pure. This is the main goal of Vedic literature, that our existence has got to be pure. Like dogs or cats, we don't run here and there. There is a dog life. Srila Prabhupada tells us that it is a dog civilization. We have to come above the dog civilization. We are not dogs. And if you are not dogs, then you behave as not dogs. If you behave as a dogs, then you will be dogs, two-legged dogs. There are two kinds of dogs, four-legged dogs and two-legged dogs. Dogs are dogs, two legs or four. It doesn't matter. So this dog mentality, we have to drag ourselves out of this. And in order to drag,
Vedic culture has given the first regulation that you regard every mata as a mother. That's the first thing. And as soon as you apply into the, your life, then whatever anybody else does, we don't worry at all. Whatever the society does, we don't worry at all. But our existence is completely pure. Thinking that our sex life is completely clean, we don't run here and there. That is the first requirement in order to understand Krishna. If you cannot follow this, forget about Krishna. Then go to dogs. And then we become lower than the dog. If you give a glass of beer to the dog, it will just sniff and run away. It will not drink. But we compete with him, hey, you don't drink, I drink. So we become lower than the dog. Don't do that. This human existence is very rare. Somehow or the other we have obtained it. And very, very rare is the good association. You are fortunate enough to come into nice association. So this principle has got to be put in practice. Otherwise the scriptures, you cannot understand at all. The substance by which you understand the scriptures and by which you realize the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, is our semen. If you squander it, then you are destroyed. Then if for you, there is no Krishna. And if there is no Krishna, then our life becomes hellish. On one side, we have a hellish life. On the other side, a very nice life. The choice is ours, whether you want to remain in hell or whether you want to have a good life. If you want to have a good life, this is the Vedic principle, Matruvat Paradareshu. Matruvat means like mother. Para means other. Dareshu means all the ladies. All other ladies are our mothers. This is the first principle. Then once we get over this, once we have sorted our sexual relationships, then there is a further thing to be added to it. Paradraveshu loshravat. Then we don't thieve anything. I like this set, this sound system. But because it is not mine, it is just like a scratch for me. I don't regard it as a nice sound system. It is a sound system. For me, it is not. As soon as I am attracted to it, the feeling will be that I should take it. So if you are not attracted to it, then you don't want to take it. If there is a bag full of stool, would you take it? Why not? But it is stool. So this is a stool for me. I think that it is a stool. So I am not attracted to it. Why? Because it doesn't belong to me. This is the second principle. The first one helps us to clear our life completely. That is, we regard every lady as a mother. It's finished. Our life is completely clear. And if Krishna wishes, he will give you one wife. And that too is known in Sanskrit as dharma patni, for performing the religious activity. Not kama patni, not for enjoyment. It's only to produce the Krishna conscious children. That is the limitation on the human life. Dog cannot control his sex life, but we can very well control. And to the extent you control, you go to Krishna. To the extent you regard other things as a stool of bag, bag of stool, then you don't touch it. The beautiful things are there, but you know that it doesn't belong to you. So for you, it is a bag of stool. And if there is a bag of stool, big or small, we are not attracted to it, because we know that it is a scratch. This is the second thing to be followed. As soon as you clean your life, then you clean your behavior. That is Vedic culture. And as soon as your behavior is cleaned, you will be respected. If you are not a thief, you will be respected everywhere. If somebody knows that you are a thief by nature, they will disrespect you. Hey, that's why I don't want him. Because we know that he is just okay. So this is the thing. In order to earn our respect, and as soon as you are respected by somebody, you become very happy. Your health improves. Because you are respected. This is the way, this Vedic culture has got to be put into practice. And if you don't change your life, then it doesn't have any meaning at all. There is no difference between the ordinary living entities and us then. As we have come to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, we must change from today. The first thing you have remembered, Matruvat Paradharesham, our life should be completely organized. If Krishna wishes, we'll have a family. If he doesn't wish, we are happy to remain as it is. We engross ourselves into the knowledge, into Vedic culture. Veda means knowledge. Knowledge. To obtain the knowledge about Krishna is the perfection of our human existence. To marry is not the perfection of our human existence. It's not the goal that we have to understand. The goal of human existence is to know Krishna. And our gurus are very powerful to take us to Krishna. But the instructions have got to be put into practice. If I eat, I will be satisfied. If you eat, you will be satisfied. It is not that I eat and your stomach will be full. No, you have to eat yourself. I can tell you that this is the place where you go, you can get the prasadam there. But then you have to walk to that place and take prasadam yourself. So we can guide you to the source of the knowledge, but we cannot help you to get the knowledge unless you try yourself. This is the secret of success. Everybody, on his own or on her own, have to try to imbibe this education. And not only to imbibe, but to put into practice, as soon as you know that from today I will regard every lady as my mother. From today I will regard everything belonging to everything, anything belonging to others as a scratch. Then you don't touch. There may be dollars, or there may be few things which we like. But for us, it is a scratch because it doesn't belong to us. If legally we want to have, means I must pay money for it. If it is for sale, I cannot go to anybody's house and buy everything that I like. This you take money, I like this, you take money. No, no. In the house it is not for sale. If I like this, then I can go to the market, find out a nice system, and buy it if I can. If I am not able to buy, forget about it. So, to have a sound system is not the perfection of human existence. Human existence is much more better without the sound system. The less you have, the better your life is. The less necessities you have, the improved life is there. Then you have plenty of time to understand these scriptures. And then the third thing comes out. Matruvat paradhareshu paradraveshu loshrava. And then we come to the higher stage. And that higher stage is atmavat sarvabhuteshu. All the living entities should be treated as you treat your own self. If somebody hits my body, I will resist. So I will not hit others. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. I want to eat, so other living entities also want to eat. I want to take rest, so the other living entities also want to take rest. So we see everybody as we see ourselves. This is the highest consciousness. If we try to separate other living entities from us, then we behave in a nasty way. And if you think that every living entity is like us, then whoever comes to our house, we will definitely offer him seed, definitely offer him fruit or prasadam or water or whatever it is, sweet words. This is the higher consciousness. The Vedic culture always tries to aim at elevating the consciousness. At the moment our consciousness is in the mode of ignorance, that has got to be elevated. And that is the purpose of Vedic culture. So you remember three things we remembered? What was the first thing I told you? To? Yeah, how? That's right. Every lady is our mother. This is the best consciousness. Then second thing I told you. Yes. Second thing I told you. I gave you the example of sound system. What was the second thing? I gave you the example of the sound system. You didn't understand? The scratch, back of stool. Then you are not attracted to it. Are you attracted to a bag of stool? No. So if we regard everything as a stool bag belonging to others, then we will not take it. This is the second principle, higher consciousness. Once you sort out your sex life, then you go to the higher consciousness. And therein you don't touch any belonging to anything else. That is the higher consciousness. And then you go to the highest one, last one. What was it? Treat others as you treat yourself. There is a sentence in the Bible. It is a commandment. You have to behave unto your neighbors as you like them to behave with you. Something like that. I don't know exactly the sentence. Do you know anybody? There is some commandment that you should treat others as you expect them to treat you. So the same thing is the highest principle. When we see everybody as ourselves, and if we see everybody as ourselves, all quarrels, all misunderstandings, everything dirty in our life comes out. And as soon as the life becomes clear, then we are ready to understand Krishna. This is the connection between our day-to-day behavior and understanding Krishna. So unless we clear our own life, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. It's very nice that you people come here, dance, chant, perform bhajan. It's the beginning of the clearing stage. And as soon as you put these three things into practice, then you will definitely welcome anybody. You will not hate anybody. You will not quarrel with anybody. You will tolerate yourself, but you will not unnecessarily create any inconvenience to others. Everything becomes very, very clear if we try to put into practice. If you don't put into practice, then it doesn't have much value. We chant Krishna and go and intoxicate ourselves. Or go and eat meat or go and have some relationship to visit. Then it is useless. It is known as Nama Prada. It is the greatest offense against the name of the Lord. And the name and the Krishna himself are non-different. And being non-different, name is as good as the Krishna. So you are seeing Krishna in the morning and in the afternoon you are behaving as you like, then you forget about it. Understand? So many things to be told, but we are controlled by the time. Let's stop. So have you anything to ask? Stay in the hut. Ashok, we build a hut for you. Are you vegetarians? Definitely. Raise the hand those who are trying to be vegetarians. Yes, you're too honest. Please try hard. Why are you eating? Why are you eating? Or fish or eggs?
give me one answer. Why are we need? Yes, you chanted words very nicely. Yes, why are we eating meat? Come on, give me some reason. There must be some reason for our behavior.
I believe it's sort of something natural when you grow up.
Something?
Natural.
Nice.
Natural.
Natural?
Yeah, because when you grew up, just found our parents.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, that is correct answer. That you thought that it is natural, you know, that we eat, that's all. But the... as we grow up, then the understanding develops. So then we think whatever we are doing is correct or not. This is the difference between the natural thing and the growing understanding. And as it is, if you look to our teeth, you know, they are not like a tiger. Tiger has a sharp teeth, you know. It can cut the prey. It can kill. Tiger can kill with the mouth, you know. It can kill the man, it can kill the dog or whatever animal. But if somebody we want to kill with our teeth, we'll not be able to do it. We have to use the knives and this and that. So our teeth are not suitable for meat eating animal type. If Krishna wanted us to eat animals, then he should have provided the set of teeth so that I can cut you, you can cut me. We can't cut. This is the first reason we should try to think about these things. Then second thing is that human intestines are 10 times the height, you know. Suppose you are 6 feet high, then your intestines are 60 feet. And they are just squeezed into a very small place into your stomach. So it is a very complicated system. Whereas tiger is a meat-eating animal. The tiger's intestines are 3 times the height. So suppose if the tiger is 3 feet high, then the intestines will be 9 feet. And his body is pretty long, you know. So they are pretty straight. They are not like squeezed like this. So if he eats the meat, it can pass through very easily. He can digest it. Whereas if we eat meat, then it's very difficult to pass through the 60 feet. And digestion is becomes a very big problem. Then we have to take the strong drinks, you know, in order to digest. And even then the part of the meat remains in our intestines. And the more it, longer it remains in the intestines, it gets rotten. In the rotten meat. As it is, the meat smells very bad. So what to talk of the rotten meat? Yesterday we were sitting near the man who eats meat. We were not able to smell that man. It was a punishment in the car for 12 hours to sit with that man. See, it was a great punishment in the car. Because the car was a small thing. And his breathing and our breathing was going on. And the windows were closed. Every time we have to just pass the fresh air. And even then that obnoxious smell will not go away. Just to sit by the side of the meat-eating man is a punishment. So what to talk of eating meat actually? And the longer the meat remains into your intestines, it gets rotten. And the rotten meat is the source of the different germs, different cancerous germs and so many other things. In your young age you will not understand, but as you grow old, then you will understand these things. And then the body as it is a diseased body. And in addition to it, this meat creates more diseases. I don't claim that the vegetarian people don't have the disease.
But the ratio of the disease is small in the meat-eating population. Fortunately, we are from the Vaishnava families. Since last 7 generations at least, nobody saw meat, fish or eggs in our families. And we don't lack at all anything. All the community was very healthy, very clean, very prosperous, because no sinful activity was there. It's the greatest morality from the moral point of view also to cut some animal and put the dead body of the animal into our stomach. Is to turn our stomach into the cemetery. The dead bodies had got to be buried into the dead cemetery. Why should it be put into the stomach? Is your stomach cemetery? This point has got to be understood. And that's why I told you that every living creature has got to be treated as yourself. So we treat the cow, we treat the goat or whatever it is, animals, as ourselves. Who has given us the right to kill the dumb and deaf and defenseless animals? Because they cannot defend, we just catch them and slaughter them. This is not the natural way. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu, just now we saw, the highest consciousness treats everybody on an equal level. We don't try to harm animals. Jesus Christ was so very merciful to that lamb. That lamb was sick and he was carrying the lamb in his hand. Why? He could have killed him and ate him. No. The meat is so very dear to you, your grandfather also dies. And as soon as he dies, you have a feast. Why should you bury your cremate? These are the fine points to be understood about this. And unless, as I told you, unless our behavior improves, it is very difficult to understand the Supreme Absolute Authority, who is known as Krishna. And we people can only show you the way, we people can only guide you the way. But as I told you, we cannot force anybody. Nobody could be guarded for 24 hours a day, whether he or she eats meat, or whether he or she has an illicit connection, whether he or she steals something. Nobody can guard. But these are the points to be understood. And unless you start from your behavior, it is a waste of time. It is a nam aparadh that you chant in the morning and then again you commit the offenses on the strength of the name. That is very bad. So please try to improve. Anything else? Did you remember these 3 things? What was the first thing? Yes. First thing, eh? No. I told first thing to be remembered from the Vedic culture. Every lady treat every lady as your mother. Then second, I gave you the example of sound system. No, don't touch other things. The third thing, treat every living entity as yourself. Don't pick up the chicken and cut its neck and put it into mouth. Chicken is also somebody's child. If somebody picks your child and cuts it and eats it, how do you feel? If one child dies from our family, we cry, scream. And so many children we are cutting in the form of. Please, these things have connection with our happiness and distress. The more sinful life is, the more unhappy life is. The more pure life is, the more happy life is. So before, we will try to think about Krishna afterwards. But first, we have got the life here, on this planet. Let us make it bearable. The life as it is unbearable. But let us make it bearable. This is the main thing to be understood. Charity begins at home. We should improve, try to improve ourselves. And so many of your people are suffering with everything available. There is a connection between your actions and suffering that we don't understand. Our day-to-day actions have definite connections with our happiness and with our suffering. So in order to reduce the suffering,
as soon as we go away from the Vedic culture, we complicate our life. The more you go to the artificial necessities, those necessities will consume your time. And because of the consumption of the valuable time, it's very difficult for the living entity to find a time to attend to these problems and to hear these discourses very carefully and put them into practice. Unless you become super simple, it is very difficult in this age. And then once you are simple in your life, then you will have a peace of mind because your necessities will be minimum. You will be doing some jobs, some material responsibilities have to be carried on. We cannot forego the jobs. Material things have got to be carried on. We don't want to create any disturbance in the society. Everything should be going on as it is. But the only thing has got to be added is the Krishna Kirtan, the remembrance of Lord. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaho, Smaram, these three things have put into practice in any walk of life. We are all coming from the different circumstances, material circumstances. But everybody has a common thing to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And once we understand this, then it doesn't matter what work we do. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has very nicely said, Yataha pravrittir bhutanam ena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam. Yataha means all. Pravrittir means activities, our activities. All our activities are coming from the all-pervading Lord. Ena sarvam idam tatam. Ena means by whom. Sarvam means all this. Tatam means pervaded. It's everywhere. It is Krishna's energy. This roof is holding because of his energy. The bricks are holding the wall because of his energy. Bricks are made up. They are made up from the energy of Krishna. Bhumi, aap and anal. Bhumi, that is, land is there, then water is there, and fire is there. The same way these windows are working, these systems are working. Everything is because of Krishna's energy. And once we understand this point, then swa karmana tam bhercha, whatever work you do, swa karmana, by your own karma, by your own daily duty, you should worship the Lord and siddhim vindati manava, and by that way you attain the perfection. There is no need of running away from the responsibilities, but there is a need of waking up. Don't run away, but wake up in your own situations and know that all situations, however good or bad we may have, they are all temporary by nature. Sooner or later, the situations are going to change because the medium of the situation, which is our body, is ever changing. Dehi no asmin yatha, dehe kumaram yavanam jara, tatha dehantara prakti, dhiraha tatranam yadi. Dehi no, this soul, dehi no asmin yatha, dehe kumaram yavanam jara, it has accepted this body. In this body, it was a child before. We were 2 years old, we were 4 years old, we were 10 years old. All those bad bodies are gone. Now you may be youth or middle-aged, or old or whatever it is, and soon the body will change. Dehantaram anuprapya praktanam tejate vapuhu. In Bhagavatam it is very nicely said that dehantaram anuprapya, we will have to change the body, and according to our activities we will have to accept another body. This process is going on continuously, and we don't know, the time is acting on every constituent of the material manifestation. And this is how Krishna controls everybody. This chair was manufactured, this table was manufactured, this microphone was manufactured. At the moment they are maintained, so we are using them. And the time will come when they will fall apart and could not be used at all, that is destruction. All these material things, they are under the law of the eternal time. And eternal time is the eternal weapon in the hands of Krishna. Krishna controls everything through the time. And on that field, we don't have any control. We living entities can control anything and everything, but not time. You may have amassed wealth, you may be in a very beautiful country, but your body has to go old. There is nothing you can do about it. Once living entity who understands this hand of Krishna on everything in the material manifestation, then he or she understands the need of coming to Bhagavad Gita and singing the glories of Bhagavad Gita, singing the glories of God, Krishna, and following a very clean, clear-cut life, honest, thoroughly honest. As soon as we understand these things, that we have to come to glorification of the Lord, because time is in His hands, time is not under our control, and herein we are helpless. If you waste your time, then time cannot come back. You may be ready to spend millions of dollars or rands, but you cannot get today morning. Is gone, is gone. So time, when you utilize the time, you should be very miser about it. You should utilize the time very productively. Otherwise, time is gone, never we can regain. However hard we try, we cannot regain the time. It is very nicely said in English, either you use it or lose it. If you use it, it is to your advantage. If you lose it, you're dead. You're dead. You're gone. The time is gone. This thing you understand, then they get attached to the Supreme Lord, because under His control, the time is there. And if you can please Him, then maybe the time will not have that acute effect on your body or your possessions or your family. This is the meaning of the liberation. That we are liberated from the effect of the time then. These devotees, see, they within 6 months they shine. And we may see after 2 years, but they become younger, not older. This is how, to some extent, they win over the time, because the control of the time is in their possession. If you possess Krishna every second of your existence, then time is under your control. These children are very innocent. See how nice they look. There is no effect of the time. Always, we should have an innocent look. An innocent look will give you the innocent life. An innocent life will force you to be honest in your dealings. And as soon as the innocent life forces you to have the honest dealings, your mind will not be dirty. And if your mind will not be dirty, your face will reveal your mind. This is how the vicious circle goes. As soon as your ideas become dirty, they are revealed on your face, you don't know that. We think that, oh, who knows what is going on in my mind? Now everybody knows what is going on in your mind. Where your face is monkey-like. So there must be monkey thoughts. Otherwise the face will be alright. This is how we have to concentrate on the topics of Krishna. If the mind is engaged continuously in the topics of Krishna, your face will be like Krishna. You will be fresh, always fresh. This is the practical advantage of our philosophical side. Our philosophy is very practical. It is not flying in the sky. It's very well on the ground for day-to-day life. And our day-to-day life has to change. And in order to change these things, our mind has got to be clear. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavam adavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam vivardhanam pratipadam purnam amrat amrutam asvadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. It's very nicely said that cheto darpana marjanam, by continuously singing the glories of the Lord, our mind has got to be brushed off. Every time it gets dirty, so it brushes off. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna mantra, the mind becomes clean. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. And everything is under the control of Krishna. As soon as Krishna is pleased, He will improve your lifestyle. That is the secret of chanting. You just engross yourself in chanting to the best of your ability whenever you get time from your material responsibilities. And take out at least an hour or two during the day to get into this. 1 hour you should chant and 1 hour you should read. Reading will give you the knowledge, jnana. And as soon as that jnana is put into practice, then it becomes vidjnana, realized knowledge. And as soon as you become realized, then you think over it, whatever you have obtained in the form of knowledge. And we are very conscious beings. This is the reason why we chant Krishna's names, why we perform kirtans and bhajans. Otherwise there is no need. If it is not connected to our day-to-day life, we don't want to know about it. We have some or the other, we have the practical material life. And till we die, we have to leave it. That is for certain. So that which guides us into our day-to-day life, we are very happy to follow. We don't want to just follow something which is flying in the sky. No, it has got to be related to our day-to-day life. And this is the use of chanting these bhajans, or kirtans, or shlokas, or whatever it is. Are we doing any particular shloka from this? No? Yeah, okay. So we'll have small bhajan before we try to take the instructions from the pages of Bhagavad Gita. Please retain it in your mind. And unless you have the books, you cannot retain. I'm sorry, nobody has. Anyway, we are looking to verse number 28. When we talk about Bhagavad Gita, we have to be very clear in our mind that there are 700 verses in this scripture. We may find time, and we should find time to learn each and every verse. But suppose, are you in a hurry to go? This is the third time you are looking to the watch.
No.
That's right.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
No, it's sweaty.
Hot. Yeah, too hot. Yeah. So, the gist of the Bhagavad Gita is given in 4 verses in Bhagavad Gita. And they are from 10 chapters. Verse number 8, 9, 10 and 11. These 4 verses, they are known as seed verses. And you know seed. You put into the ground and water it and the tree comes out of it. So the same way, from these seed verses, all the 700 verses come out. So it is the duty of every devotee who are interested in uplifting their life spiritually, they should learn these 4 verses. And it's very easy. This boy is coming from Johannesburg, and within maybe 2 days, 3 days, he has learned those 4 verses. I want to repeat, you know that. Very nicely sung, you know. Aham sarvasya prabhu. I am the source of everything, Krishna says. Mattah sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me. These are the 2 qualities of Krishna. Nobody can else claim. Only Krishna can claim that He is the source of everything and everything emanates from Him. Don't follow anybody blindly. Somebody may go astray, but our philosophy is very clear. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And being the Supreme Absolute Truth, all pervading reality, it has the capacity to be the source of everything. If it is not the all pervading personality, the reality underlying the reality of our every existence, then it cannot claim that it is the source, Supreme Source. And everything emanates from Him. If you are misled, then you go on a wrong path. Don't follow anybody, follow Bhagavad Gita and He will guide you very nicely. We are prone to be misguided, following others blindly. What happened, that there was one monkey, you know monkey? Have you seen monkey? Eh? You have seen? Have you behaved like him? So monkeys want to copy, So what happened, that there were two monkeys on the tree in the forest. And formerly, the woodcutters were going to the forest to cut the wood trees, And after the cutting the trees, they will saw the whole trunk of the tree. So woodcutters, they did not have machines or anything that time. So they had to use the manual saw, Two people will saw the wood. So monkeys saw one day the woodcutters are cutting, sawing the wood. So in the evening, they could not finish the job. So they had finished up a certain level. They put the splinter into it and went home. So next day they come, they remove the splinter and put the saw again and carry on the work. So as soon as the woodcutters went home, the monkeys came down. Two monkeys wanted to saw the wood. They did not have any saw, but they wanted to copy. So one monkey sat on the wood and there was a hole in the splinter, Because of the splinter there was a hole in the wood. So in the hole his tail went. And the foolish monkey removed the splinter. So the wood had been jammed, And as soon as it jammed, his tail was caught into it. So he was just struggling to remove the tail. The tail wouldn't come out because the wood was together. So the other monkey ran away, seeing this fellow in trouble. And this one was very desperate to take out the tail. So he was very strong and tried hard. So the tail was cut. So instead of 7 feet tail, he had only 6 inches tail. So he went to the other crowd. The other monkeys thought that this is a fashion. So all of them, they cut off their tails. This is how we are misguided. We don't think why his tail is cut. But we think that it's a modern fashion coming from America. So don't be victimized by these things. Come to Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna has given you nice minds to think. You think what you are doing and then test it. And then if you find that it is correct, then you follow. But the Vedic literatures could be blindly followed. Because Vedas are knowledge given by God. And whatever comes from God cannot have any inability, material inability. So please come to this knowledge so that you will be guided. So these are the two qualities of Krishna. Then iti matva bhajante, those who know these two qualities, they worship me with all their hearts. It's very easy to understand. This is the philosophical principle. Why we worship Krishna? Many times the people ask you, why you have become Krishna? Why you have Tilaka? Why you have this and that? So we can explain to them that the Supreme Source is He and everything emanates from Him. And if you want to study more about this, then you study the third canto in Srimad Bhagavatam and you will know how He is the Source and how everything is coming from. This is the study to be done. Everything is ready. But we have to convince ourselves thoroughly and systematically, scientifically, so that we will never budge. Then our devotional service should become completely firm. This is the philosophical principle. Then second verse is the only verse in Bhagavad Gita out of 700 verses which gives the behavior of the devotees. Once you become a devotee, then how the devotees behave is very nicely explained. Machitta madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam tasayanta cha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. This is how each word should be studied from Bhagavad Gita. Every word is given, every meaning is given, everything is ready. But the only thing we have to do is to find out time, peaceful time, and get into it. Machitta, their minds are engaged in me. Mudgat Prana, their lives are surrendered to me. Bodhayanta Parasparam, they preach each other about Krishna. Kathayanta Shamamni, they always talk about Krishna. And Tushanti Ramanti, they enjoy this. And they are completely in transcendental bliss. How easy it is? Bhagavad Gita is very easy. You become devotee of the Lord, so this is the Supreme Source. Everything emanates from Him. Once you become devotee, your minds are always engaged. Your life is surrendered to Him. You talk about Krishna only, and you don't talk about anything else. Then third verse is best. Teshaṁ satat yuktānāṁ. Those who are always engaged in my devotional service like this. Adhidhāmi buddhi yogam. I give them the intellect to come to me. Intellect is there. Your mind is a wonderful computer system. It doesn't require electricity. Otherwise our forehead will be full of plugs, you know. But we don't have any plug. We eat khichdi and the computer works. An unlimited capacity. We have millions of things in our mind, and again it has the capacity of taking millions of things. Before you die and lose the capacity of your mind, please take Bhagavad Gita inside, so that after that Bhagavad Gita will accompany you. Your hands will not accompany you after death. Your husband will not accompany you. Your wife will not accompany you. Your children will not accompany you. They will all throw you away and burn you. This is the main thing to be understood. All the temporary things have got to be dealt with very expertly. We don't want to neglect our responsibilities. We have to be expert in managing the responsibilities. But then this has got to be done. That is the meaning of the third verse. And then Teshaṁ eva nukam pārtham. He wants to be merciful to you, to destroy the ignorance or darkness in your heart with the shining lamp of the knowledge. This is Bhagavad Gita's philosophy. And once you understand these, then these verses could be very nicely sung. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita machitta madgat prana bodhayantah parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te tesham eva anukampartam aham agyanajam tamah nashrayami atmabhavastho jnanadipen bhavata. Every word should be clear, and you can only sing clearly if you understand the words and the meaning. So the clue, the key to sing very nicely is in itself. You understand the verses and then go. I will show you this verse which we are doing, 728, from 7th chapter, Knowledge of Absolute, and we are doing the 828th verse. Please repeat after me. Esham means whose? The person whose papam, sinful activities, antagatam, is completely eradicated. Whose sinful activities are completely destroyed, that person. You understand the meaning? Esham tu antagatam. Antam means end. Gatam means going. End going means finished. Papam means sinful, sins. Those whose sins are completely eradicated. That is the meaning of the first line. Sing now. Esham
tu
antagatam
antagatam
papam
papam
esham tu antagatam 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 papam.
The more you shout, the earlier you learn. So you please, like a mad person, go to the park if your house is very small. Don't disturb wife, your wife. But you have to shout. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam.
Esham tu antagatam. Krishna says, if your sinful attitudes are eradicated, then second line we go to. Jananam. Punyakarmanam. Chananam punyakarmanam. Those whose sinful reactions are eradicated, they perform the pious activities. That is easy meaning, you know. Jananam means people. Those people whose sins are completely eradicated, punyakarmanam, they perform pious karma. It is very easy to understand. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
What happens to them is in the third line then. Te
dvandva
moha
nirmukta.
Free from, you know, nirmukta. Free from dvandva moha, duality of existence, happiness and distress. You know, long, small, all these are dualities. They come out of the dualities. Moha, illusion. They are not illusion, in illusion at all. They know the true thing. Te dvandva moha nirmukta. Those people become free from duality and illusion. And then the result is bhajante dridhavritaha. Bhajante mam dridhavritaha. This is fourth line. Bhajante means they worship me. They become devoted to me, mam dridhavritaha, with full determination. You understand me? Now you can sing the verse very nicely. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
Vajante mam dridhavrita. Now we go to the translation so that the whole thing becomes clear. Please repeat. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life
and
whose sinful actions
are
completely eradicated,
are
freed from the dualities
of
delusion,
and
they engage themselves in my service with the determination. Is it clear? Once we are clear like this, then you go to the purport of Srila Prabhupada, and then the points are completely clear in the purport. This is how we should study Bhagavad Gita. Please try to remember the words. We'll repeat the words again. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
Jananam punyakarmanam.
Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
Te dvandva moha nirmukta.
bhajante imam drida vrita. Persons who acted piously in previous life and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the duality of delusion, and they engage themselves in my devotional service with firm determination. Now here, purport, and we'll discuss a bit. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Those whose sins are not eradicated, it is very difficult for them to come to Krishna. We were in Australia, in Brisbane, and there was one Russian devotee here. And he was serving me there, so I asked him, how did you come to Krishna? He said, he was a butcher by trade. Butcher, you know. Are you butcher, somebody? Butcher, you know. Start a butcher shop. So he was butcher by trade. So he had to travel through underground train in Russia and then catch a bus and go to his shop. So one day he was traveling in underground train, metro train, and he saw the advertisement there, Bhagavad Gita advertisements are there in the underground train. So he saw a Bhagavad Gita advertisement and he bought one Bhagavad Gita when he came out of the station. There was a booth selling Bhagavad Gita. So he bought Bhagavad Gita, and in the bus he read few pages here and there. On every page Prabhupada says, nearly chant Mahamantra, and your sinful activities will go away. So he chanted 15-20 times. And as soon as he started chanting, he became vegetarian. This is the cleansing process. Unknowingly, as soon as you chant Krishna's names, they are the most perfect cleansing agent. Your life has got to be cleaned sooner or later. And once your life starts cleaning, then you are attracted more and more and more. So then he did not open the shop at all. He just reversed the use of that business, which again I commit the sinful activities. So he did not go to the shop and went to the temple and joined. And then he wanted to go to India. So he did not have sufficient lakshmi. So he took up a job in the railway line as a cook and went to Vladivostok on the other side of Russia, near Japan, from where the steamers go to India and all other parts of the world. So one steamer was going and this man was not knowing any other language than Russian language. So he thought that the steamer is going to India. He took up a job as a cook in steamer. And he thought, and the steamer was going to Australia, Sydney. So he didn't know that it is going to Sydney. Anyway, he came to Sydney and he thought he's in Bombay. And he saw skyscrapers and he said, nice, Bombay is very nice. So he stayed thinking that he's in India. After a month, he knew that he's not in India, he's in Australia. Anyway, he's still in Australia, nice devotee, you know. So this is how the life changes, you know. But unless the sinful actions are stopped, it is very difficult. Sooner or later, our life has got to be cleaned. In the beginning, maybe we have to continue with our bad habits or this or that helplessly. But sooner or later, we should completely give up. These boys, these Western boys, they joined the temple. And immediately they stopped everything. Otherwise, they were smoking, they were taking drugs, everything. But immediately, as soon as they joined the temple, they completely stopped. We are from Bharatiya families, you know, Indian families. Our life is supposed to be very clean. But in South Africa, we are pained to see that our own people are victimized by the intoxication. There is so much intoxication is going on. Because money is very easy, I think. You people get so much money. So you can spend in a dirty dish water. You know. If you want to drink a dirty water, why should you spend money? Go to the gutter and start drinking. Why to spend money? So this is how we should clean our life, you know. This is Prabhupada is very clear. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regular principles of religion, who have acted piously and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service. and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then gradually they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Person. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness, in the association of pure devotees. For in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. This is the main thing. Sangha has got to be improved. And that's why we have this Navamat programs. It's beautiful, you know. You people are doing very nice. Please, don't reduce it. Try to increase it. We don't stay in schools or this or that. We have our own centers, you know. Bhavan center. You people are very rich. You look rich. Come on, take out your ranch, you know. It's never nice place. This area is, what is it? What is it known as?
Lotus
Park. We must have a lotus temple here. So don't stop here. Please increase your devotion. Study of Bhagavad Gita and the whole thing will come out. Sangha, the association, satsanga is very important. Good association is very important. Well, if you have a bad association, you are going to be bad. If you mix with the intoxicated crowd, you are going to be intoxicated. If you mix with the God-loving people, then you are going to become God-loving people. And it is safe to love God. Whatever spiritual progress, I don't know really whether we achieve or not, don't worry about it. But at least your life definitely improves on this planet. You see, materially also, our life is beautiful. Our life is really beautiful materially. Because we don't have any inability. We may earn money, nice salary you may be getting, or you may be running the businesses. But because your life has become simple and God-minded, you don't have that much expense. So your money goes far. Suppose a drunkard earns 1,000 rands per month, then he has to spend so much in intoxication. Whereas you people, if you earn the same money, it doubles with you. Because you don't have to spend. This is materially we are benefited. And as soon as you come to this life very seriously, materially Krishna reciprocates. I don't know how, but our things are arranged very nicely. And then more and more you get the money and the time. Suppose you earn 1,000 rands as I told you, your rands will go long away because you are not spending in nonsensical things. And that's why the same money becomes a large amount. Whereas the same money becomes a very small amount if you have so many sinful activities to perform. So this point has got to be understood. That as soon as you come to Krishna, materially also, you are elevated. We people stay in the temples. Who has the building to stay like that? Here. And they may have the building, but where is the Lord? We are the audience of Lord all the time. You go upstairs and you see Krishna himself. This is life. You see, everything else is death. Apart from Krishna, it is death. Till you are understanding Krishna, you are alive. Till you are engaged in studying Bhagavad Gita, you are alive. While cooking or while working or whatever we are doing, you paste the Bhagavad Gita verses, these four verses, eight verses, in front of you and try to sing all the time. Learn 12th chapter, which is devotional service itself. Then learn 15th chapter, Krishna himself. And these two chapters are very important. We are coming from the Vaishnava family, and in our family it was a tradition that always we have some difficulties in the family, you know. So we'll just all together, we will come together and recite 12th chapter and 15th chapter, and difficulties will evaporate miraculously. This is Krishna's song. You take this song, this association. Please do this, and you will never be repenting about it. If you do anything else, you will have to repent. Your body will go bad. You will be always sick. And then again you have to visit the doctors. They will kill you before you die. I'm sorry, is there any doctor here? We are happy, no doctor is here. Anyway, the things are that the body mechanism is self-sufficient. Body can maintain itself very nicely. Provided you are attached to Krishna. It will give you nice health also. Dhanvantari, who is the incarnation of Krishna for medicine, writes very clearly, Achyut Ananta Govinda, नामोच्चारण भेषजात नश्यन्ति सकलाः रोगाः सत्यं सत्यं वदामि अहम्. वेरी नाइस वर्स. अच्युत अनंत गोविंद कृष्णस नेम्स. यू जस्ट रिपीट कृष्णस नेम्स ही सेज. नामोच्चारण ओनली प्रोनंसिएशन ऑफ दीज नेम्स. भेषजात इज द ग्रेट मेडिसिन. नश्यन्ति सकलाः रोगाः. नश्यन्ति मीन्स डिस्ट्रॉयड. सकलाः मीन्स ऑल. रोगाः मीन्स डिजीजेस. And satyam satyam vadami aham. I am telling you this truth. Krishna has said, prasanna atmendriya manaha swasthya pidiyate. Prasanna means joyful. Atma, soul, indriya, senses, manaha, our mind. If our senses are happy, if our mind is happy, if our soul is happy, then swasthya pidiyate. Then you will have full health. The outside medicines, they don't do much. Maybe if there is something wrong in the body, some Ayurvedic medicine, herbs or this or that, we might have to take. But otherwise the body goes on with Krishna consciousness. That is the main medicine. So for bodily existence, we have to come to this. For our needs, we have to come to Krishna. For our spiritual progress, we have to come to Krishna. And for the life after death also, we have to come to Krishna. We cannot escape him. And if we escape him, he will reject you. And he will stand in front of you as a cruel death. You break the regulations, you break the four regulations, and you are faced with the AIDS. And you know AIDS is a fearful incarnation of Krishna, Narasimhadev, Narasimhavatar. Bifurcated the Hiranyakashipu completely. He comes in the form of AIDS and bifurcates you. Because you are not obeying his command. This is the horrible thing. You have to face Krishna. If you voluntarily face him by chanting, he will be pleased. If you don't, then he will stand in front of you as a cruel death. And then you can't deny. You cannot deny the cruel death. The death will overtake you. This is in short. You people look very nice. You please carry on with this and give this younger generation Bhagavad Gita so that they can learn Bhagavad Gita. You girls, you should study Bhagavad Gita. Okay? You learn Bhagavad Gita. Do you understand English? Then you don't even load your face. Yeah? So this is how these girls must study. And if you want them to study, the Matajis must study. And Pitajis also. You know, everybody has to study. So that this younger generation will get it. Jai, what is your name? You are sleeping. Huh? You are not sleeping. With eyes open, you are sleeping. Correction. We must stop here. Have you any doubts or questions?
Yes, sir. The people who chant in Om is personalized.
Ah, but?
The people who chant in Om are personalized. What about the people who was chanting mantra Om in Satyayuga? They were chanting 100,000 years and they attended.
They were meditating. Their life was 100,000 years long. So they can afford to spend more time. In this age, we have only 60 years. In these 60 years, if you chant Om, it will not give you anything. So that's why for this age, Mahamantra or Om followed by Krishna's names is recommended. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Best. Otherwise, anything against the scriptures, because everything depends upon the time and the space and the circumstances. Those circumstances were completely different. In Satyayuga, the life of the human being was 100,000 years. So among 100,000 years, you can very easily spend 30,000-40,000 years to meditate. In this age, we don't have even 100 years. Instead of 100,000. Kali Yuga age is regarded as 100 years. But in 50 years, we lose our whole thing. Because our life is completely irregulated. And the more your life is irregulated in your youth, the old age will be very horrible. And the death will be very horrible.